So, Terry, tell me about this F-plus that the Browns have received, what, from ESPN?
Yes, I have to admit, by the way, in my life as a student, I've gotten Fs.
Okay.
But I never really got a F-plus or F-minus.
Yeah. I don't think they exist in the academic world.
It's kind of one that that meant we don't want to totally fail you, but we're not sure why. So we'll give you an F-plus.
Right.
That came from that they're not signing any free agents. We don't like you signing RG3. We think you're terrible in that. You know, Amanda, where you really talk about looking at what the Cavs are going to do. I mean, when you start talking about what are the Browns going to do and grading them, you have to see the draft. They've been, from the moment the new front office has taken over, it's like, this is what we're going to do with the draft. And they made it very clear that they're going to dump a bunch of players.
Yeah, it's just cleaning out the roster.
And most of the guys that have left, not all, but most, I just don't think was that big of a loss.
Really?
Yeah. All right. The guys that I liked, well, I liked Alex Mack, but he's 30 years old. He wants out.
Okay.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
He's been here since 2009. A lot of coaches, a lot of, you know, all those things. He wants to go play with a better team. He signed with Atlanta. A guy named Mitchell Schwartz, a right tackle, I would have kept. They dithered around both sides on that negotiation in there. Another player, Travis Benjamin, a returner, receiver. I mean, he's okay, mm-hmm. You know, fine. A safety, Tayshawn Gibson, is pretty good when he's healthy. He's had trouble staying healthy the last 2 years. But the rest of these guys, I mean, that walked out of here, I mean, let's not act like this is a great team. They were 3-13.
Right.
And, I mean, I'm not one of these guys said, well, the Browns were 3-13 with these guys. They could go 3-13 without them. I mean, you do want to keep some of your better players. I mean, the mistake that was made, Amanda, is the previous front office did not get a bunch of these guys signed to extensions a year before free agency. You don't want to let these guys walk up to free agency because then they're going to go out in the open market. And
right.
And they may just say, even if the two offers are close, or just say, you know, I just don't want to do the Browns again.
Yeah.
So that was sort of the Ray Farmer front office that didn't get those other guys done. Now, some people said, well, Sashi Brown, who's now running the team, was the salary cap guy. But the salary cap guy can only go so far in negotiating contracts. He has to have the green light from the general manager. So,
right.
For whatever reason. The rest of these guys, Dante Whitner, Carlos Dansby, they're older guys.
Okay.
You know. Again, I'm not saying it's great. Basically, what they've done, another general manager is telling me, they've cleaned out pretty well. They've made some gutsy moves cleaning it out. But, you know, but before you could take a whole look at it, it's kind of like, imagine drawing a picture on a whiteboard. Mm-hmm. You didn't like how it looked. Now, we're just slowly cleaning it all off.
Yeah.
But you are going to draw something else.
Okay.
Until you do, you really can't decide whether it's an F plus or a D minus or whatever it's going to be. And I know they were just looking at this is what they did in free agency. And besides, giving out grades is good to get hits on the internet.
How are they going to fill some of these positions? Is it with players they already have? They're going to sign more?
Well, some, for example, when they let Dante Whitner, the safety, go, they really like this safety named Ibrahim Campbell, mm-hmm. who they drafted a year ago. They want him to play. And when they let Carlos Dansby, 34-year-old linebacker, go, they really like a guy named Chris Kirksey, who's been there. So they're going to put these younger guys in there, see if they can play. I mean, Amanda, this is the equivalent of like when the Cavs, after LeBron left, and they went for lottery balls and played young guys. And
trying to build it back up again.
That it's going to take a couple of drafts to do this.
Oof.
And meantime, you know, they're going to experiment with RG3, Robert Griffin III. They're going to look at – I still think they're going to take a quarterback at number two and kind of load it up. And they might even take another quarterback. They got 10 picks in this draft.
Okay.
And right now – and it could change. They'll have 10 picks in the next draft.
Wow.
Maybe 11 in the next draft, depending upon how certain things go.
So it's a slow building process.
Right. People say that, but the quote, quick fix. I mean, there's nothing quick about the fixes of the past. Nothing.
Yeah.
When you think about it, the last winning record still is 2007.
Yeah.
The last playoff game is still 2002. Whew. So all these different things are bringing all these free agents. One person for the Browns said, I get the criticism, whatever, but we've spent a fair amount of money bringing older free agents. And what is, as he said, what did it really get us?
Yeah, exactly.
And so And I mean, you go back and look at the 2014 draft. The Browns went into that draft with 10 draft picks. Between trades and guys getting cut and everything else, they have only four players remaining from two drafts ago, 2014.
Wow.
Johnny Manziel was in that draft. He's gone. Justin Gilbert, I'm counting him. He's on the team, but who knows if this guy can play or not.
Right.
Joel Bitonio is a pretty good player. They got him out of the draft. Kirksey, who I mentioned, they got him out of that draft. And they have a real marginal defensive back named Pierre Desir. 10 picks became that.
Wow.
So, because you know what? They traded some of the picks to move up. They traded a pick to move up to get Justin Gilbert. They traded a pick to move up to get Johnny Manziel. They traded a pick to move up to get a guy named Terrence West, a running back who they cut.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, they gave him to Tennessee, and Tennessee has since cut him.
Yeah.
So, you know, they made a mess of it.
Boy.
I know this. These guys, they might end up with more picks in this draft. I don't know if they're going to pick it well, but they're going to sort of use the Mr. Big Volume approach, mm-hmm. throw enough picks at them, a bunch of names, and see if you get some right.
Okay. Oh, boy. It's going to be an interesting draft, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Your favorite time of year, Amanda.
Always. Terry, thanks.
Thanks.